Taumihiata Mason is with us for a kōrero today. Born and raised, or born actually in Tauranga, but raised in Ruatoki. Taumihiata is from Ngāi Tūhoi, Ngāti Pangotarua, and spent a lifetime devoted to Te Reo Māori. Her formative years were spent in a monolingual Māori language community at a time when most of the food on the table was sourced from the land, bush and river. And she developed a love for our reo Māori, of our native flora and fauna. And she was persuaded by Temute Karetu to attend uni in her 30s, but she went on to become a lecturer at Waikato, worked for many years at Te Tauira Whiri, and eventually became a kaitakiro, a national authority on the language. We are talking about her most recent pukapuka, Te Rātaka Te Tahi Kohine, a translation of Anne Frank's The Diary of a Young Girl, distributed to schools across Aotearoa about 4 or 5 years ago, and now translating Romeo and Juliet. Hark, wherefore art thou? Taumihiata, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei.
Morena, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, whā, how are you doing? So it's Romeo and Romeo and Juliet in Te Reo Māori. We're led to believe a lot of Shakespeare's work lends itself to our translations because of his distinctive style, and it marries in quite well with the beautiful lyrical ways of our reo Māori. Why translate Romeo and Juliet? Is it the romantic in you, Taumihiata?
Maybe. There's not much of that left anyway. But yes, the story, well, first of all, it's been translated into more than 100 languages, not just this one. There's a number of Shakespeare's works that have, and I thought, why not Te Reo Māori? You know, I did an abridged version for Jawbone Pictures in Auckland for a stage production, and I just fell in love with the story. And decided, you know, our own rangatahi could do with this in Te Reo Māori, those who are, you know, learning Te Reo Māori or speaking Te Reo Māori now, because the kohanga graduates are, you know, they're in their 30s, aren't they now? You know, and they'll be sort of transmitting the language to their own children. And I thought, well, why not? Why shouldn't we have this in Te Reo Māori? For our rangatahi to do what they want with it, really.
And how did you find the process of taking Shakespeare's words, phraseology, and marrying it up with how we might deliver the same concepts? It's not a literal translation, is it? But was it a challenge to be able to get the messages across using our reo and his concepts?
Well, Part of translation is transferring his ideas, his imagery, whatever he's done, into Te Reo Māori, right? So into Te Reo Māori and Whakaaro Māori. So that's what I've done in this translation. I've sort of taken the story, kept the names, kept, you know, the place names, etc., and transferred the whole story into a Te Reo Māori and Whakaaro Māori. And once you've got a handle on what, you know, Shakespeare's Old English is saying, you know, it's not that difficult. It's actually quite exciting. It's a challenge, yes. But, yeah, it's amazing how many similarities there are, because they're universal stories, you know, that happened across the world and continue to happen today. And, I think it works.
Tēnā koe, it's been over 20 years since the Tangata Whairawa o Weneti, the Māori merchant of Venice, but it seems as though it's been more streamlined, perhaps, even than the translators at that time found it for you. We've got a handle on the old barb style now, so this translation of Romeo and Juliet Is it a Tūhoe translation?
Yes, there are some Tūhoe things in there because that's my language. But generally, I think it'd be fair to say that it pretty much follows a standardised version of Te Reo Māori. But that you can't confuse that with the notion of modern Māori.
Tēnā koe. It's not the first time. Didn't Pei Te Huranui Jones actually translate some of the Shakespeare way back in the day?
Yes, I've got one of them in front of me. I've got Te Tangata Whairawa, Te Tangata Whairawa Awareniti in front of me. So I looked at it again, and, the guy is really clear. He's obviously translated using Te Reo o Ngāti Maniapoto. I think that's great. I've tried to be a little bit more flexible, I guess.
Tēnā koe. How have our young people reacted to the availability of these books? I mean, these are classic pieces. The Diary of Anne Frank, Romeo and Juliet. I mean, they stand tall in our sort of global literary history, don't they, Tau Mihata?
Yes. Yes.
How have the books been received, from your understanding?
Well, they only got into the shops yesterday. I don't know. I'm a little bit excited. I feel positive about the book. So what I've done is, in this translation, is translate the English is actually side by side. So, if I can just talk a little bit about the context in which I decided this was a good idea, translating Romeo and Juliet. It's about language revitalisation, really. So the English is on the left and the Māori translation is on the right. The lines are numbered, just like they are in Ngā Mō Te Atea. So if you're learning Te Reo Māori and your pārā, then, you can look across. If you're Māori and you learn the Te Reo Māori, there's the English there to guide you. So I hope that works, really.
I think it sounds good. We'll be having Kuri Kaupapa plays with Romeo and Juliet now, and mums and dads can go along. And the movie's just around the corner. Have you secured the IP rights to the movie that's coming out soon?
Oh, no. Look, I would love Rangatahi, because Romeo and Juliet's about young people. They were young. They were teenagers when all this happened. And I think Rangatahi, they could do what they like with it. They can, they don't have to stand there and shake, Shakespeare's time clothing. They don't have to do that. I mean, they can wear own clothes, whatever turns them on, and make it their own. That's how I wanted it in Te Reo Māori. So it's available, number one, as a resource for the stage, for the theatre, for film. And I hope our kids pick it up. I really do. It will help with language revitalisation. I know it. Shakespeare is also very funny, and there's some very funny lines in this play.
Indeed. I remember seeing, was it Baz Luhrmann's version of Romeo and Juliet? I think it had a very young Leo DiCaprio in it. And I was sort of surprised that it was set in an urban setting in LA or something of that nature.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and they used all the same flow. I was surprised that they didn't alter the script, so to speak, to Mihata. And I can sort of sense that there'll be something lovely going forward, not dissimilar too, with our young people and our beautiful deal. So, it sounds neat. Congratulations. How long did it take you to do?
2 years from go to woe.
That's not too bad, is it?
No, it's not too bad. I mean, I worked pretty much full time on it. I had other bits and bobs to do, but yeah, I really committed my soul to this play. I just think the language is beautiful. The language is absolutely stunning. There's humour. There's humour in it, you know, and it sort of puts a good focus on youth, on young people. Yeah, I just loved it.
Could you share a line or two in Te Reo Māori from Romeo and Juliet? You be Juliet and I'll be a listening Romeo.
You're not going to believe this. I don't have a copy of the book in front of me.
Just take it out. Just go back into your memory banks. Just a little bit of it.
No, I've been put on the spot. I can't think.
Well, what about Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Have you got that line?
Yes, yes. Well, you see, I did a bit of research on that line because it's often said to mean, where are you?
But it's not. That's what I thought it was.
No, I understand. Well, this is how I've translated it. it's asking, why did you have to be named Romeo? So, i.e., if he wasn't, I've now forgotten which one is a Montague and a Capulet, because that's really the big issue.
A Montague here, and a Capulet? Oh, look, I don't know what language that is.
Well, no, they're families.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Romeo was a Montague, and one of them was a Montague and the other one was a Capulet.
Oh, gotcha now. Gotcha. They're families, right? Okay.
Yes, you know, a bit of a family scrap, really. And they hated each other. So the line, wherefore art thou Romeo, is she's asking him, why did you have to be Romeo? Why couldn't you be, you know, another name? Because it goes on to say, what's in a name?
What is in a name? Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. Oh, it's great fun. It's great fun, but in all seriousness, thank you for your thinking that our people could benefit from a real Māori version of this classic. And I'm sure that we can and we will. And big ups to you as well, Tomi Hiata. Thank you for sharing some cordial. The Puka Puka's out and about now. I'm sure we'll see many kura pick it up. But if you're a learner of Te Reo Māori, he has a very poetic style of delivery, Shakespeare, and that marries up nicely with our style of lil. Joining us, noted translator and proud Ngai Tuho Waihinea Te Haumi Hiata, Mason. It's been a great privilege. Thank you for having a cordial with us today on the program.
Thank you very much,
Dale. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Kia pō tōra.
Tēnā koe. Hai.
Ngā manaaki tanga kia koe. E te tuhine kia ora.